created with free version for non-commercial use.
Welcome to Kansas Ag Report. I'm Ken Rogers. This week we take to the road and head north, visit with Jessica Groskopf. She's an ag economist with the University of Nebraska Extension. We're going to talk about some grain marketing strategies with these big fall crops that look to be coming. Also, Jewell County native Greg Dow, the chief ag trade negotiator in the U.S. Trade Rep's office, will talk about issues beyond those tariff wars with China. Plus, reports from Kansas Wheat, the Kansas Farm Bureau, Kansas Livestock Association, and Paragon Ag Advisors. Ag news up next on the Kansas Ag Report.
Closed captioning brought to you by Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org.
Well, according to the latest crop production report from USDA, U.S. farmers are expected to produce a record high soybean crop this year, up 4% from 2017, as soybean production forecast a record high 4.59 billion bushels. Corn growers, though, are expected to decrease their production slightly from last year, that forecast in at 14.6 billion bushels. Now, soybean yields expected to average 51.6 bushels per acre. That's up 2.5 bushels from last year. The average corn yield forecasted 178.4 bushels the acre, up 1.8 bushels from last year. Now, if realized, this will be the highest yield on record in the United States. Now, in Kansas, the 2018 corn production forecast 658 million bushels. That's 4% below last year's production. The area to be harvested for grain at 5.1 million acres, down 2% from a year ago. The yield forecast in Kansas, 129 bushels per the acre, down 3 bushels from last year. Now, sorghum for grain production in Kansas forecast 231 million bushels. That's up 15% from last year. The area for harvest, 2.65 million acres. That's up 8% from 2017. The yield forecast, 87 bushels per acre, up 5 bushels from last year. Now, as we look at the soybeans in Kansas, the production forecast, 173 million bushels, down 8% from last year. The area of harvest, 4.81 million acres. That's 6% below what we saw in 2017. Yield forecast, 36 bushels per acre. That's down 1 bushel from last year. And the winter wheat production in Kansas forecasted at 277 million bushels. That's 17% lower than last year's crop. Area for grain, 7.3 million acres. Though up 5% from last year. Yield forecasted at 38 bushels per acre, 10 bushels below last year. Now, cotton production in Kansas forecast up 27% from last year. Now, that would be a new record high if it's realized. The acreage for harvest now 116,000 acres, up 26,000 acres. Of course, that's a new record high as well. And a new poll out from Farm Futures shows support for Donald Trump from farmers is slipping a bit. The survey found that 60% of farmers would vote, though, for the president if the election were held today. Now, that's down from the 75 percentile of support that Trump received from many growers in the 2016 election. Trade seems to be the biggest sticking point, as farmers and ranchers seem to have some concerns, but they're applauding much of Trump's other policy moves. Farm Futures surveyed 924 farmers from July 20th through August 2nd. They were invited by email to fill out an online questionnaire. Ag economist Jessica Groskopf talks marketing when we return to the Kansas Ag Report.
This segment brought to you by Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldieseed.com. That's OHLDE seed.com. grass, and grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. GrassandGrain.com. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Soybean management field days are going on this week in Nebraska. Joining us now, UNL Extension economist Jessica Grosskopf. Jessica, you are here talking with farmers about
created
kind of
with free version for
what
non-commercial
to do
use.
With what we might see with our fall crops, also what policy implications. So what were some of your thoughts you were sharing?
Yeah, so we specifically talked about marketing today, and we're looking forward to the USDA WASDE reports coming out on Friday. The August report will estimate yield for the first time. And given the crop conditions that we've seen, especially in soybeans, we expect that to be a nice yield bump there for you.
Well, and it looks just as people are driving and then going out in the field, we continue to see pretty much ideal conditions in most places. So we will, many people are projecting we won't quite see what we saw last year, but not very far off.
Right, that's correct. And so as we anticipate that crop report, we can expect that once that report is released that we might see some declines in prices. And so if you've got any of those 2017 soybeans still sitting in the bin, it's a good time to go ahead and get them moved out.
What about looking at generally overall, we know that there are some challenges right now with the prices, but with yields possibly coming up, there will be some opportunities maybe to make some sales at key times to make sure you can gain the most benefit.
Right. So there's always the opportunity to go ahead and make that price decision. Of course, you know, hindsight's 2020. It would have been better in May and June. But now, even as we're looking forward, there's still that option to get some of those beans standing in the field priced. But you want to, you know, be cognizant of what type of contract that you're using, whether that's a cash forward contract or a minimum priced contract or some combination of futures and options. But we do want to see folks go ahead and get some price protection laid out for the crop that's in the field.
The other part of any pricing opportunity is some of the policies and some of the situations going on. Things are really out of control of U.S. farmers, and that is a situation with tariffs and especially with the ag commodities being
created
really at the tip of the arrow.
For non-commercial use.
Yeah, so we've been watching what's been happening specifically with China. And what we're talking about today is, yes, there is some uncertainty that's happening, but there are still some opportunities. If we look at that, China is looking at importing about 95 million metric tons. Brazil is only looking at exporting 75 million metric tons. So there's still some opportunities for U.S. producers. If we look, you know, if nothing goes to China, we still have the opportunity with Brazil's partners that we could really make up some ground with. So there is some sunshine. It's not just all dark and dreary days.
We're also just a few weeks away from the Farm Bill expiring. How important is it to have it, the new one, complete before or as the old one expires?
So that's really an interesting place to be at right now. The 2014 Farm Bill will expire in September. They have a couple of different options. They can either renew the current Farm Bill and extend
created
it essentially
with free version for
the
use.
Coming year. They can put in a new Farm Bill in place, but they can basically they're not going to let it expire, and that would happen in December. If they let it expire, we go back to 1945 legislation, and that simply isn't realistic. So we expect them to either extend the current Farm Bill if they can't come to an agreement or create just modifications to the current Farm Bill and package it as a new one.
Jessica, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This segment brought to you by Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldieseed.com. That's OldieSeed.com. Grass and Grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. GrassandGrain.com. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. Online at kswheat.com.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow AgView News, a reliable and relevant source, agview.net.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, but how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
Well, a few weeks ago, the chief ag trade negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office, Jewell County, Kansas native Greg Dowd, spoke to a group of farm broadcasters. He talked about other trade issues beyond the tariff situation with China.
In agriculture and trade, we play offense. And so the best thing that we can do right now is look for new opportunities, new agreements, new places to move these commodities. So we can deal with the challenges that we have ahead. We're trying to grow this thing, not just stay where we're at. Well, we've worked on the Korean situation a little bit, and fortunately we haven't changed anything in agriculture relative to that. And the success of the U.S.-Korean Free Trade Agreement, I think, is something that I worked on at the Cattlemen. I think it's one of the great success stories, maybe second best success story of all time relative to NAFTA. And NAFTA is obviously something that we are working on right now. As you can see, the bags under my eyes a little bit. There are a lot of conversations to be had. Things are going pretty well, but we've got to be able to wrap that up, particularly with regard to U.S. dairy, poultry, and eggs. We have got to get this wrapped up to send a signal to the marketplace, you know, we've got this handle on things, and we're going to try to move ahead and go forward. We're also looking at new bilaterals, and that's where the deputies that have just been in place, we're having conversations with that every day. And there's an important country in that category, and that's Japan. We have a very strong interest in doing a bilateral agreement with Japan. USTR is engaged in talks with Japan to deepen our trade relationship, and will seek to move the ball forward. The President and Ambassador Lighthizer met with Prime Minister Abe last week to show our commitment to doing more business with Japan. That's a very, very important topic for us in agriculture. We're also looking at, I think if memory serves, it's something like 86-87%, Garrett, correct me if I can help me with my numbers here, of the TPP, if Japan represents, that we don't already have trade agreements with in that context.
Created with
you
free
add
version
Vietnam
for
into that,
use.
I think it's almost all of what we don't already have with trade agreement with regard to TPP. So the point is, we're looking at Japan, we're looking at Southeast Asia, we're even looking at Africa. And at some point here on down the road, a really, really important agreement is going to be sought, I believe, with regard to the United Kingdom. Of course, that is contingent upon their exit from the European Union. The next thing I want to talk about here a little bit is enforcement. And we've talked about the 301 cases and we've talked about the WTO cases with China, but we're going to continue to use every available authority we have, every tool we have to defend our farmers and ranchers and workers, including inappropriate action through the WTO to make sure that our trading partners are playing by the rules and are being held accountable.
Well, you can watch the show again and get more ag information at KansasAgReport.net. Well, stay with us. We'll have reports from Kansas Wheat, Kansas Farm Bureau, the Kansas Livestock Association, and Paragon Ag Advisors in a few moments. This is the Kansas Ag Report.
Spring is sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
Millers and bakers are hailing the upcoming release of a hard white wheat variety, saying that the new wheat is of excellent baking quality. Daryl Strouts, president of the Kansas Wheat Alliance, says that producers in the state may soon be thrilled as well. The variety is resistant to many wheat diseases common in the state and should provide an improved tolerance to pre-harvest sprouting. According to Strouts, the thing that it really brings out is quality. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from millers and bakers on it, and they really like the quality of this one. It seems to be yield competitive with Joe, which is the leading white wheat in southwest Kansas right now. The new variety, called KS Venata, was developed by Dr. Gorong Zhang, wheat breeder at K-State's Ag Research Center in Hayes. KS Venata will be made available to certified seed producers this fall and available to producers next year. Strouts noted that KS Venata is better suited for central Kansas, south of Wichita, over to Enid and Pratt. It will certainly perform well in western Oklahoma, western Kansas, and even into eastern Colorado. He added that the variety is ideal for farmers who want to try a white wheat but have been concerned about pre-harvest sprouting, saying, "I think this is one that could fit them." Kansas wheat farmers support new variety development at Kansas State University through the Kansas Wheat Commission's two-penny wheat assessment.
One thing that's on everyone's mind is trade. Trade negotiations, trade disputes, NAFTA, China, and tariffs have all been in the news and highly politicized. But what do we know? We know tariffs are essentially taxes that raise prices for consumers. U.S. tariffs on Chinese products will raise the price to U.S. manufacturers and consumers, and Chinese tariffs on pork and grain sorghum will force their consumers to pay more or buy less. We know producers get hurt too. Chinese steel and solar panel manufacturers and American farmers who rely on exports to China will lose sales. China's 25% tariff on pork and pork products will most definitely impact U.S. farmers. And while short-lived, China's anti-dumping case and 179% sorghum tariff disrupted transportation, shut off markets, weakened basis, and as our nation's largest sorghum grower, hurt Kansas farmers. In Kansas, we have a comparable advantage in agriculture. Our $4 billion-plus in exports each year drives economic growth. According to a U.S. Grains Council study, Kansas grain and product exports supported $783 million in gross state product, and more importantly, 8,900 jobs located across the state. In fact, every $1 million in Kansas exports supports 5.8 jobs and $500,000 in gross state product. Clearly, the U.S. needs to be strong, but trade should be a topic negotiated, not disputed, not disrupted, and definitely not taxed. Lastly, as the U.S. renegotiates agreements and engages in trade spats, we're losing our reputation as a reliable supplier. Other countries are forging new agreements without us, and the U.S. is losing its ability to influence global trade rules. And this all comes at the worst time for Kansas farmers, who are experiencing increasing drought, rising interest rates, and projections that 2018 will be the fourth year in a row of both depressed commodity prices and income on the farm.
What if sustainability were synonymous with U.S. soy? If energy efficiency, water quality, and soil health help define U.S. soy's value, that future is here, the time is now. To meet end-user demands, the Soybean Checkoff is committing to sustainability that's achievable, worthwhile, and enduring. Created a message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on
Created
Twitter.
With free version
news,
for non-commercial
a reliable
use.
And relevant source, AgView.net.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, but how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
Recent stolen cattle reports in Osage, Butler, and other counties should serve as reminders for livestock producers to take steps to prevent theft. Identifying livestock with registered brands is important. In addition to brands, record ear tag, calfhood vaccination, and tattoo numbers. This identification can help locate and recover stolen livestock. Maintaining a pasture watch is an important preventive measure. Check pastures often, count livestock frequently, and be aware of strangers or unfamiliar vehicles in the area. Write down license plate numbers of any suspicious vehicles. Sharing this responsibility with neighbors will increase the vigilance factor. Securing gates and loading chutes with either a chain or a lock is a good idea. This is especially important in locations where feeding pens or loading facilities are close to the road. It is best to feed livestock in places not easily accessed from the road. If livestock are stolen, immediately report the theft to the local county sheriff, the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Animal Health, and the state's special livestock theft investigator in the Kansas Attorney General's office. Kansas Livestock Association members with stolen livestock should call the office in Topeka to be eligible for the association program, offering a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the persons involved.
Good morning. I'm Eric Osterhaus with Paragon Ag Advisors. The grain markets are continuing to burp down the latest USDA report, in which they bumped their 2018 estimates on both corn and soybeans, as well as they reported an ending stocks number for wheat that was not as friendly as what most were expecting. The numbers appeared to surprise the market somewhat, and that was reflected in the trade for the rest of the week. Soybeans really took the brunt of the report, and with the continuing spat that we have with China, has more to overcome in order to post a sustained rally. However, as we all know, even hints and rumors of friendly news can still cause the soybean market to move 40 or 50 cents. However, it's probably prudent at this point to try to take advantage of any rallies that we have, especially if the August rains continue across the major growing areas. It really appears as if positive talks regarding trade with China is the key to a sustained move. Without that news, the soybeans will likely continue to struggle. Corn and wheat still have more of a story to tell long term, and there's some important growing areas that have suffered some significant heat and drought, and some feel the USDA may have gotten out ahead of their skis just a little bit with their latest estimate. In addition, some feel that our negotiations with Mexico and Canada may be moving ahead quicker than the ones with China, and this would benefit the corn market. In looking at wheat, the Black Sea prices did not react negatively to our USDA report, and in recent times they've been the bellwether for price direction. Looking to the Black Sea will likely remain the best view of nearby price direction for our wheat. If you have any questions on these markets, please call Paragon today at 888-452-8751. Have a productive day.
Closed captioning brought to you by The Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. KansasSoybeans.org. Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Kansas Weed Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow AgView News, a reliable and relevant source. AgView.net.
Spring is sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
What if sustainability were synonymous with U.S. soy? If energy efficiency, water quality, and soil health help define U.S. soy's value, that future is here, the time is now. To meet end-user demands, the Soybean Checkoff is committing to sustainability that's achievable, worthwhile, and enduring. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel.
Created with free made version from for US non-commercial use. Oil.
Well, that's our show this week. Be social with us online at kansasagreport.net or on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ken Rogers. Thanks for watching the Kansas Ag Report. We'll see you next week.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.